Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you as we're going to talk some Colorado Rockies baseball. AT&T Sportsnet. We've got Mark Stout joining us here on the program with our Rockies update. Mark, good to have you on. It's been a while since we've talked. A lot of things to get into. The Rockies having an afternoon game today, so our interview will air right after Rockies baseball. But good to have you back on. And it's kind of been topsy turvy for the Rockies since we talked. But good to see him win three in a row here, right?
Yeah, you know, that's the nature of baseball, you know, the ebbs and flows and the up and down and the roller coaster. You know, everything wasn't clicking at the same time, but they've won three straight. Let's hope they get the win in that day game you're talking about today. You get a sweep of the Padres, you get your 56th win. I was doing some numbers yesterday after they got their 55th win. You know, last year that happened on August the 6th when the team went 55-55. So I'll just leave you with that, and you can put everything in perspective, you know?
Yeah, and it's interesting because I know fans want to see this team make a playoff push now. And listen, they're well ahead in the wild card race right now for that second wild card and not too far back behind. And they want to see the Rockies make some moves. I think the relievers are what they believe they need. But you don't want to mortgage your future because I still feel like the Rockies are ahead of schedule with what they want to do. You got to look long term, so to speak, in this era of professional sports, because you got a window here where you can do some real good things with the Rockies. So you don't want to mortgage your future for a one game playoff possible because it doesn't look like anybody's catching the Dodgers at this point.
Yeah, that's for sure. I didn't even think of it that way. Where you know you're not going to win the division and you know not be a wild card team pretty much the way.
God.
I heard last night LA's won 30 of 34.
That's ridiculous.
And the Rockies typically haven't been, you know, a real active team at the trading deadline. We'll wait and see what happens. I agree with you. The bullpen has had its moments and had some of its bad moments. And you know, hopefully the Rockies can weather the storm with that and with their starters and just kind of keep everything intact. I mean, I really like the chemistry of the team. Mm-hmm. I like how everybody's gelled from Bud Black to his coaching staff to the young starters, you know, to the veterans and the Mark Reynolds and everybody that have contributed to the team. So we'll see. Still a little bit of time with that, you know, as we wind down towards the end of the month for the trading deadline.
What do you make of Cargo's big night? I mean, everybody's wanting to see him snap out of this season-long slump that he's had, and we've all seen it where he gets hot. And he is as good as there is in the game at hitting the baseball. Are we at a guessing point? I mean, what do you make of what he did last night? He seemed to be fired up, and everybody else seemed to be fired up about what he did last night.
Well, don't know. You know, he came to when he came to the plate before he hit that double that knocked in the two runs to make the game 6-4 on Tuesday night. He was hitting .212. I looked up and I'm like, oh man, .212, and he had a lot of strikeouts. And then after he got that double with the RBI, and then he scored a run because Amarista knocked him in, it was the first time since May 24th that he had knocked in a run and scored a run, Keith, in the same game. And like you said, all of that is hard to believe knowing the credentials that Cargo brings to the game every day. In fact, he made a... It was a ball that was hit pretty well to right field, and, you know, he made a running catch, and I kind of commented in the press box to Corey Sullivan. I'm like, I can't even remember the last time I saw Cargo, you know, make that kind of a catch in the outfield. I'm a huge Cargo fan. I had my Gonzalez jersey. I've had it in my bag that I take to the game every day since game one because I always kind of think, you know, oh, if he has a huge game, I'll get him on the post-game interview. You know, I do kind of some fun stuff like that. I'll wear his jersey. He'll love it. It was the first time I was able to take it out, and it was in game 96 of the year. So, but like you said, scary thing is, if Carlos Gonzalez starts playing like Carlos Gonzalez, I mean, think about the Rocks lineup.
It's as good as there is in the league, offensively.
Right. Yeah, you're up and down, you know, 1-8. You know, Tony Walters has been slumping a little bit at the plate behind the, as a catcher behind the dish, but, you know, sometimes I'm old school. I'm like, catchers catch.
Yeah.
Catchers control the game. You know, they call the game for the pitchers, and whatever you get at the plate is bonus. And with Blackman and DJ and Nolan and Mark Reynolds playing and Parra, how he's been hot, and even Story didn't have a great game Tuesday night, but he had the previous two games. He had back-to-back games with hits. So, yeah, we'll see. I agree with you. You know, we've said it all along. Offensively, the Rockets can compete with anybody.
By the way, you mentioned shirts. Where can I get the T-shirt Bud Black was wearing Monday night with the photo, the Nolan Arenado?
That's either like a Purple Row or like a Mile High T-shirts, or they had a couple of them. One just says tacos. One has, you know, Nolan's face on it. Last year I was trying to work with one of those guys to have a shirt that said Cool Story Bro. And the story was in the, you know, kind of looked like a Rockies, the back of the jersey. That didn't really fly. I've got one. I don't know whether it's a prototype or what, but it's cool. Yeah, you like that shirt, huh?
I love that, man. I saw him wearing that, and I was like, holy cow, I have got to get me one of those shirts. I'm a T-shirt guy, though. I like just odd T-shirts and stuff like that. So
yeah, go online. Those have been popping up around the clubhouse. Like, Tony Walters had one last week, and somebody's like, where'd you get that? And he's like, I don't know. People send me random stuff. So that's my answer. Hey, where can you get that? I don't know. Somebody might send you some random stuff, Keith.
Mark Stout joining us here, AT&T Sportsnet, talking some Rockies baseball. Rockies finishing up their series with the Padres, hoping for a win as we have aired this interview. Mark, Antonio Sensatella comes back. He wasn't great. He wasn't bad, except for the, you know, that first inning. Is that about what you expected from him, or were you hoping to see him maybe a little sharper to in his five innings of work?
Yeah, no, the guy's 22 and he's 10-2. Exactly. With an ERA around 4, and the Rockies have 55 wins, so he's got about a fifth of their wins. And he's been up and down. Last year, only pitched like 35 innings because his mom passed away, and he had a few arm issues. So, I mean, to me, it's all gravy. I'll take it all. Mm-hmm. He gave up 3 hits in the first, got out of that allowing 3 runs. One of them, you know, kind of scored it was a tough play for Amarista, who was filling in for Arenado at third. And then, you know, they gave him an error on the throw to allow the second run to score. The guy was running, so it was kind of a little bit of a funky play. But after that, he gave up one more hit. It was a solo homer. So he comes out of the game losing 4-3 after 5, and then the Rockies rally in the fifth, and he gets the win. I mean, like you said, our expectations, the level of those have just heightened so much that, you know, in the past you'd be like, yeah, I'm a 22-year-old guy, goes 5, gets 4 at Coors Field. Your team has, as we've been saying, has one of the best hitting lineups in the league. Think I'd take it, right?
Right. I agree. Yeah, good point, yeah. Right there. Greg Holland, going back to that, the All-Star game inning that he pitched and the last two innings that he's pitched, as dominating. I know he gave up the double on Monday night, but my God, last night, he was as good a closer as you'll see. I mean, he was dominant last night. He made Will Myers look foolish up there at the plate, which is hard to do.
I talked to former Rocky Corey Sullivan about how do you face those kind of guys. And, you know, the thing is when you get behind the count with Holland, he forces you to swing at a lot of pitches that aren't in the strike zone. And sometimes he uses this term, you have to auto-take. And I'm like, well, auto? He's like, you just got to go up there and take. Mm-hmm. You basically have to hope that he doesn't get ahead of you in the count. And you just quell the urge to swing. And you take thinking you're just going to get a bunch of balls in the dirt like he does, and you're going to get all base. I don't really know another really good, you know, strategic way to face Holland. Like the last two nights, he's thrown 15 pitches. I think one night was like 10 for strikes, the other 11 for strikes, and he's now got 30 saves, eighth 30-save season in Rockies history, and there's 60-some games to go, 67, I think, 68, something like that.
I mean, he's going to easily get over. He might get close to 50 saves this year.
Right, right. I think 41 with Jimenez is the franchise mark. So he's basically 11 away from that. And yeah, with the amount of games left, you would think so. That'd be a good thing, Keith.
Yeah, I think so. Mark Stout joining us here on the program. What's coming up for AT&T Sportsnet as you guys move into the weekend, day off tomorrow, weekend series coming up? What do you guys kind of special things you have coming up for the weekend?
We got the Pirates rolling into town.
Clint Hurdle.
Clint Hurdle's going to be here, so it's always fun when the ex-Rock skipper is here. I'm going to be in the booth. Drew's going to take the weekend off, so I'll be in there with Huey. We'll also have on Friday Corey and Sully and Spilly. They're going to host the pregame And then Corey's going to join us in-game on Saturday and Sunday. I know we have a cool feature about the rookie starters coming up with the kind of the secondary and tertiary people involved with them, Steve Foster, you know, some of the catchers, some of that kind of stuff. We'll do that. And then the Rocks hit the road, go to St. Louis. I'm sure you're aware of that. And play the Nationals. And then when they get back, we're into August and we're in the Broncos training camp, and we got a team that's you know, postseason worthy and relevant when the Broncos put the pads on. So that's what I got for you, Keith.
Dusting off the play-by-play skills, you know, do you feel like Brian Griese replacing John Elway a little bit for this weekend?
Every time I do it, I'm like, is this something that I want to do, like, every day for the entire season? You know, it's cool to just come in, you know, once a month and do a couple of games or three, so... It'll be fun this weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
Right, good stuff, Mark. Looking forward to it as well, and looking forward to visiting with you again. Rockies baseball coming up this weekend. Pirates in town. AT&T Sportsnet. Mark Stout joining us here on the program. Thank you so much, Mark.
Cool, Keith. Have a good one.